What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Carlene, with Stronger Carlene, helping you guys become stronger every day. What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? You know, today's podcast is a little bit different. It wasn't really planned. And I have a special guest today, Mr. Lopez. So we just decided just to do the podcast, huh? We have to get this done, guys. So how you been?
I've been busy.
And you didn't do it.
The last 2 days. And, so the last one I did was Thursday.
Why did you do it? Excuse, I hear excuses because were you on your phone today? What kind of video was it? I don't know. That's the one you didn't post? So what are you going to do to change that? Tomorrow? You have to. It doesn't matter.
I'm making a video right now.
It's not the same, though. You have to do your own video. Yeah. So tell me, why are you still doing those videos? Like, what motivated you to start that?
So for me, if you saw my videos, I don't know if anyone saw my videos, that I made, the three that I did make, well, one of them was really, really passionate.
You had it at a very late age. It wasn't something that you were born with.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't something I was born with. Something happened and triggered it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. Like, once that happened, I always had that. So I was sitting in a history class and said a joke. And it kind of made the entire class laugh. Mm-hmm. And they all looked at me because I was the one that said a joke. And when that happened, I just remember, like, it was the most intense redness I've ever felt in my life. Like, it was like a lit on fire.
Really?
Yeah, and then because of that, I put my head down into my arms.
You got shy.
Yeah.
At 17.
So I put my head into my arms and I was like hiding the entire rest of the class.
Wow. Did anybody make fun of you?
Nobody's, I think, yeah. A couple people did kind of point it out, like, oh, it's turning red. It's turning red and stuff like that. And then because of that, then it was always.
That must have been traumatizing.
Yeah. Well, especially when you don't know why.
Yeah.
You know why it is, you know? Especially when you're as light as I am.
You turn, because you turn red.
Yeah, you literally go from like white to blue.
Guys, when I first met him, I honestly thought he was blushing for me. But he wasn't. He had such anxiety.
Well, it's just, you know.
Dude, I honestly used to look at you on your desk and I used to be like, oh my God. Like, anytime I would say something, you would turn red. I was like, damn. I was like, okay, you know.
Did you ever wonder why he was like,
dude, no, because I'm always like, dude, it's so freezing.
It was always at like 68 degrees.
It was always freezing. I'm like, dude, I would have to bring my sweater. And I'm like, are you sure you're okay? And then you, I think you were sitting down. You were literally sitting. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's the thing. So with social anxiety, it's almost like you have to plan everything out. So my desk was positioned where it was the coldest. So that, because what I figured was, okay, if I keep my body temperature down, then I wouldn't have social anxiety. So therefore, I was where it was the coldest, so that way I could have meetings. Remember, I would bring all you guys inside the room. It would be like 10 people in my office to be meeting. But if I kept my body cool, and in my mind, it would feel like, okay, I can progress having a social anxiety attack.
That's crazy. I never thought you had that. I honestly thought, like, because you were always quiet.
Yeah.
I never thought anything. I'm like, oh, he's shy. But you weren't quiet. You were quiet, but you weren't.
You know, and that's the crazy thing. Like, I've always thought, But for some reason, this forces me to be an introvert. Because I'm scared. Like, I see the crowd and I want to hang out with the crowd, but my social anxiety doesn't let me, so it forces me to be something I'm not.
You know what's crazy? When I was a kid, I used to get scared of just even talking. Just because I was very shy, too. But I think what broke it for me was, I think in, I want to say in middle school. No, the end of elementary school. That's when I started getting my voice. I think it was fifth grade with my fifth grade teacher. She was super, Miss Wilkes. I can always remember her name, Miss Wilkes, is a white lady. Super cute. And she was always very empowering. So one time, I was always very shy to even answer a question in class because I always thought I was dumb. And the reason why I always thought I was dumb because my mom would always say all these things to me. Mexican moms, don't be talking to your kids like that, by the way. My mom would call me all these weird names. Es una tonta, you know, all these bad words. And I used to believe it because as a kid, that's all you know. If your parents think you're dumb, then you're dumb, you know? So for me, I was always very shy. So I didn't want to raise my hand or anything like that. So I remember one time the teacher picked on me and I was like, oh, and I was hiding because I didn't want to say the wrong thing, but I knew the answer, but I was always so afraid. So when finally, she picked on me. I got so red, okay? But I knew the answer. I got super red. I was very shy because I felt like whatever came out of my mouth was dumb.
Yeah.
So, because I felt like my mom traumatized me. Like a Latina mom, she traumatizes you, right? So when she picked on me, she's like, okay, Carlene, what is this, this, and that? And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? Like, everybody just looks at you in class. So I know exactly how you felt when everybody was just like looking at you when you made a joke. So when they looked at me, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to say this. If it's wrong, I just don't want anybody to make fun of me. But I thought my teacher was going to call me dumb or that's the wrong answer. Because there is teachers like that, right?
Right.
So I answered the question and it was the right question. It was the right answer. So I got like, I was like, oh my God. And so little by little, I started getting not so shy anymore. So I started raising my hand a little. So I used to wait for the teacher to call me because I wanted to share that I knew the answer and I knew that I wasn't dumb. So she kept motivating me and pushing me and stuff. And then finally, one day I was just like, Miss Wilkes, can I say it? And she's like, go, Carly. So I just felt like I can actually like speak up now. And I think that's when I started getting my power.
Yeah. I don't know. Free of it or something like that. For me, it was almost kind of like practice where I would lose the secret of not having an anxiety attack. For example, I remember when I was doing Toastmasters, after you get any public speeches like that, I remember the first time I was, here's the crazy thing, after the first time I got up and I got there, matter of fact, I went to that place 5 or 6 times before I had the courage to go.
Oh, you were just outside?
Yeah, so I would sit in the parking lot and then I would get anxiety and leave. I remember there was one time where I actually was walking up the stairs and turned away and went home. The time that I couldn't was because I was walking up the stairs and some guy just happened to come out at the same time. He's like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, no choice.
I gotta stay now. And so I remember going inside and they, of course, is Toastmasters, so it's set up so everybody's looking at each other, you know? So I'm sitting there and I'm turning my head, I'm sweating, people are looking like crazy. You know, that's in my head because this is a speaking conversion.
Yes.
And I get up to say something about myself and they record me. And I start saying a little bit about myself, about you know, the girls and stuff like that. And then the guy told me that was recording, he's like, you didn't know at all. And I was like, but in my head, I felt it. Well, I thought I felt it. You know?
Yeah.
So it gave me courage to doing that. And the more speeches I did, it went away.
It just helped you better.
But this is where it got me. When I stopped doing Toastmasters and things like that, it kept coming back.
Because you weren't practicing anymore.
Right, exactly.
You were consistent with it.
So, for me, how I kind of, like, I still have it. I still turn red and things like that. But how I coped with it was just accepting it. Because I knew that I was never going to get rid of it for whatever reason. You know, it was part of how God made me and what, you know, some people have a fight or flight reaction. Someone's coming with a knife and they're like,
dude, that's me when I get scared.
That's the thing, you know? Some other guy starts fighting or whatever. For me, God just made me a chameleon. You know? I just turn all these different colors.
Babe, so, no, I get scared. I literally like freeze, but then I'll react. It's like
Yeah, so
Yeah. And it's just practice, babe. Honestly, like, for me, I love being in front of the camera. I love being in front of the camera, guys, by the way. It's just, I feel like more empowered. I feel like ever since I was a kid, ever since that happened, and then I was able to be liberated, I felt liberated. So I kept telling my dad, record me, do this for me, and do that for me, you know? So I didn't want to miss the moment because I knew I wasn't dumb, number one. I knew that I needed to shine. And just because I felt confident now that I knew that I wasn't dumb.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I literally thought I was dumb.
Yeah.
But anyways, I know you're talking about, like, recording your videos and stuff. You already know where I'm going to go with this. Okay. So what made you do that video? Because I know, okay, you've already made a couple videos already, okay? But there was this video that really caught my attention, and then it made me feel some type of way. So let's talk about that video, why it made you, like what made you, it just came out, like, God, did you feel like God used you for that?
I don't feel like God used me for that video. I feel like it was this continuous battle that I'm telling them to do. Because of God, I've been able to get to the point where I'm at. But it wasn't that God made me say that, to the point of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to make a video day number three, right? And the first video came out, and it was cool, but it was like, there was nothing to it, so I wanted to remake it. But I noticed that every time I remade it, it was like,
you had like 20 videos.
40. And then I had to start over.
I thought I was bad.
Yeah, I had literally started so many times. I started getting dizzy because I'm like in front of the light.
But baby, you know we can edit.
I know, but no, but it wasn't, but it just didn't feel right. And so then I went upstairs and ate, and I came back down.
That whole process.
Yeah. I came back down and I was like, no, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quitters, you know? And then it kept happening again. So then finally, I realized that, you know, for me, I believe it's the enemy holding me back from what I feel my true calling is. I feel like I have a to communicate. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm very good at it. I can sit down. If I have a business plan or a vision, whatever, I can get people to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to communicate, but I can't. So I started getting angry. And when that happened, it started to trigger all of these memories of, like, you know, because what we went through and me having to break apart.
Yeah.
Kind of like Myron. We like this guy named Myron Golden. And he talks about how his leg,
awesome guy, by the way.
Awesome guy. He talks about his leg, how he's got this issue with his leg, and the doctor break his bones so that, you know, he can repair and get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
He tells that story because he says he couldn't have had a right leg and not even a better leg unless that doctor broke it. So a lot of times we have to break. I was broken, and I started to realize that the enemy was causing me to lose my partner, lose my relationship with my daughter, and I was about to have me with Delana.
Mm-hmm.
And so many different things. My ego was stopping me from, you know, being an entrepreneur I knew I should be, all kinds of stuff. And so I felt him attacking me again.
Like, when you were trying to tell your story.
You're not going to get to tell your story, bro. Like, I'm like, in your head the way that I have been your entire life. And when I let it out, it was almost like, boom, and that was me fighting him. But then it started to draw, like I said, started to bring up all those memories of,
mm-hmm.
like, with you, stuff like that. And I was like, I started remembering you, and, you know, because it took, when we went through what we went through with me and you, I had to ask myself, is this the woman you want to be with? What's your plan?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was yes. If the answer was no, it would have been really different.
Yeah.
The answer was yes. Okay. Now what's the next step? The next step is to listen to what she's saying and what she's asking. And she's asking you to be this, to be that, to be that, because that's what she needs. And I said, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to be that person. I don't know how to not worry about money. I don't know how to put other people before myself, because when I put myself first, I believe it's for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to change that mentality. So these are things that I didn't know how to do.
For other people, when you were doing that, it looked selfish on this end, you know. So for me, I would always tell you these things, but I'm like, you're like, I never wanted you to feel like I was nagging you. I wasn't nagging you. It was just letting you know, hey, this is X, Y, and Z. I need help in this area. Like, I need you to see this. But for you, you didn't want this. Like, you saw it, but you, in your cabeza, because you think like I'm a psychic and I know what's going on in your head, which I don't. It's vice versa. in your head, you're like, no, but I'm doing everything possible. And I'm like, but no, you're not understanding on this side. I can't see that. I mean, you weren't bad or anything like that. Like, you were still loving and you were still amazing. There was something that it was a little bit more selfish. So I just want to clarify, guys, because... Survival mode.
Yeah, so that's all I knew how to do, you know? And so, you know, the first part of my life, I told you, like, it was me just working and providing. Even my goals were selfish. It was like, make it as much as I can, and then that give it up to my family.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm like, that's not what we need, bro.
Right. So that's what they said. So the thing is, you were asking for something that I didn't know. When it got to that point,
let me tell you, I prayed for that. I literally prayed. And a lot of people, right? A lot of people did tell me, well, like, why are you still with them? You can't do this in person. I know he would always ask me, why are you still with me?
Because I felt like, because I didn't know how to change, I felt like, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's not.
So why are you still with me?
His ego.
It's not ego. It's like, I really didn't know how to be anything else.
Oh, that's true.
So not having other men.
Yeah.
And it was just funny that I happened to look on the internet and there was like one of my, you know, because I said, well, if I don't know what to do, maybe church, because people say they go to church. Mm-hmm. So then I looked at Water Up Life, and it just happened like 2 weeks later. There was a men's group.
Yeah. That was a game changer for you.
That was a game changer not only for our relationship, but it taught me how that was the beginning of understanding how to be better for my partner.
Yeah.
And so when I don't know, maybe they've heard the story or not, but I'll tell you again. I remember when I went there, you know, I'm kind of late, so I'm kind of sitting in the back. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool because I got to see everybody. You know? And by the time I got there, they were playing the music and stuff like that. And then I looked around and there's guys, and I'm like, where am I at? You know? Because I see this guy, and you know,
all tatted up.
What was going on was one of the guest churches was, I believe, was Calvary. And
yes, I believe that's
yes, the one. Calvary is known for taking people and changing their lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Calvary. Yeah.
Yeah, substance abuse. So they were, but those men were invited here. So what I saw though was that was the game changer.
Mm.
It was so strong what I saw that.
I always forget his name. Sorry, guys.
But he was even crying because there was these men were singing and crying, hugging mm-hmm. each other, and dancing. It was like there was no ego. It was just God and love. And so the pastor started crying because he was like, "If you guys only see what you see right now, every man."
Shane,
there you go. Every man brought that.
Mm-hmm.
What a different world we have.
And it's true because you came different, and I think you started like coming differently. Like you started doing things little by little. I mean, there are times you didn't want to do some stuff. I still always say this because you know the weekends are always for cleaning, and I always fell. And you know this is why I would always communicate with you. We would argue, we would fight, because I would always tell you like, hey, like before you went to church, I would be like, hey, is there any way you can help me clean? And help me do this. And there was times that I just felt like I was a single girl in the relationship because you were just so focused on trying to make it happen for us that you didn't even take the time to be like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and clean. Or you would wash your dish, but you wouldn't take the time to like help me clean the house. And before you would get upset, or you would always tell me like, oh, I'm trying to work, or I'm working right now, because there was a time that we needed to make money.
Well,
you know?
Those 2 years where I was like rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of like, because I was in this forever limbo place.
Yeah.
And I was going to stay there unless I changed. That's the crazy thing. But I was like, it was like, imagine like you're running in the hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hold on, babe. I got to work. But basically, you're running and going nowhere.
Yeah.
That's all I was doing. It was just running in place. And but I thought I was working. I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to turn things around for our family. So like the intention was good. It wasn't like I didn't want to clean up or do. It was just more like, I'm not working.
Yeah. But for me, it felt different because I was working too, and I was doing two things at the same time too. I was working at Amazon. What was my schedule? My schedule was graveyard shift, and then coming home and still cleaning, and I would meal prep my foods too. And so I was like, I understand we're both working, we're both doing this, and I would get mad, and I would felt like you didn't care enough for me, and I felt like you didn't love me enough because I was working too. It was so different, you know.
For anybody else like who's watching, I think it's important to like the way that we came together in the situation, it was almost like if we didn't go through what we went through, it would not have worked.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was living one type of life, you were living one type of life. We came together and there was a lot of things that had to like finalize. I think it was 2 years until you met my daughter.
Yeah, like, 2 years later.
2 years. So that was very important for me to make sure that they were ready for that.
And you wanted to make sure I was the right person too. You didn't want to bring around your kids. Yeah.
But there was like this whole transition, and then I couldn't foresee that in that transition I was gonna end up going through, you know, losing the Halcan
COVID
lockdown.
Hellas.
COVID lockdowns and
all this stuff.
We didn't know that was gonna happen. You know, literally. In the beginning of 2020, we were looking for a bigger house.
Yeah, we were.
Before we were living in the apartments. So, it was like...
It was a bunch of stuff going on.
But now, looking back, I think it was God's plan.
Yeah.
Now, you and I are on the same page. Like,
we are.
It's like, you don't got something, I got you. You don't got something.
And it wasn't like that before. Right. It wasn't. It was such a headache because that's why I'm telling you. That's why I felt like I was a single girl, because I couldn't rely. I couldn't even come to you because I was just like, it got me angry. But then I was like, God, please, like, I just want him to see, because I would see other husbands provide, even though they didn't have much, but they were still providing for their partners, you know. And I used to be like, damn, like, he's providing. I understand he's doing this, but I felt like it was, babe, you just buy your own groceries. Everything was separate.
But we do have reasons for that, though.
No, I know, but remember.
It's not okay. Like, we don't do
it
that
was,
now.
It was...
We don't do that now, but we do have this reason for that. Like, for example, NIT lost steak. At that time, she didn't. So, I was experimenting with a carnivore diet. You didn't. I was literally eating, like, steak, okay, so what I ate, you didn't eat.
But it was weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's weird.
But I'm just saying, but again, we were coming from a different place. We were coming from a bit like this not together life into like all of a sudden we were overnight a family.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, but that just barely changed.
But what I'm saying though is that you were there. Mm-hmm. You had these perspectives. You had these values. And I think it's important for me to hear this as well though. You have these values and perspectives. The man might not.
I think there's a different perspective. I think because, look, I'm gonna be honest with you, and I see this in a lot of men too, because a lot of women are like, oh, I want to get married. We get with you guys, yeah, and we want to get married, right? We see like everything, yeah. And for you guys are a little bit slower, you know, and that's what we have to be patient with you guys, because it's honestly, I've seen it in so many ways, yeah, and so many times in relationships are like, and the girls complain about the same thing. Why doesn't he do this? Why does he need that? It's not that the man is the wrong guy. It's just, it takes them a little bit of time. Yeah. This is why for me, I had to be patient. Yeah. This is why I had to pray, because I knew and I understood that you were going to be that man, because you proved it to me in the past, yeah, you know, with the stuff that you used to do. You weren't a bad guy. You just didn't, your things weren't aligned. You weren't in a partnership yet.
Yeah.
Before it was Mondo's way, and then Carlene has her way, she'll figure it out. Yeah. But now it's not like that. Now it's our way together.
Right.
You know?
And that's what I'm trying to get to.
It takes time, ladies, so be patient.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, number one, I wasn't there. Number one, I was selfish. Then I get into this relationship completely different. Like, I have to not only adapt to this new relationship, but I have to become things that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like you said,
that you weren't ready yet.
A lot of men are slower, right? So, would have understood, you know? And then I would tell you that all the time.
You used to tell me.
I knew that I was still growing and evolving and changing. I mean, I came out of a relationship with it. It was almost a 10-year relationship.
And you know, and for me, I should have understood that too, because you just came from something too. So you are going to be a little bit different. Of course, you're not going to be all in 120%. You just got out of something. But our situation was, okay, you just got out. And then it was like, and then once you left that relationship, then we started dating after. So it was still a little fresh, you know, but there were so many things that I didn't understand. Like, see, I didn't come from a marriage. I was single.
Yeah, right.
So for me, it was like, I want to be with
That's you. What I'm saying. You know?
I jumped right in.
Yeah, I think we had that discussion. Yeah. Like, in 6 months, it's okay to get married.
I was like, I'm trying to get married now.
Out of a 13-year marriage.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I want to marry you now.
Yeah, we were. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, we were coming from two different like lives.
Mm-hmm. See, I was ready. You weren't.
You're trying to make this work, but it's like it's not fitting yet. You know?
Yeah, and we would argue all the time. I mean, we still argue. Yeah. It's normal. Mondo. When? No. Oh my God. He calls these discussions and little arguments fights. I'm like, no, dude, these are, trust me, fights. You'll know when it's fight. I think we've only had really big fights how many times out of our whole like time relationship? Big fights. Yeah, in our whole relationship, we've had arguments, but they're dumb arguments. Like the other day, we argued because of something stupid, and then it was a big confusion between both of us. And I was like,
just like at the end of the day, like that's why they're always like,
So I'm gonna go back to that video that you posted. Yeah. So I had to let it out.
Yeah,
like, I got very emotional. I got emotional because when I was listening to that, you said, you know what, my partner. What is it? You said, my partner.
You came to me and for the first time I was willing to listen because remember I told you I had to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was willing to listen and then I realized like my partner, she's been asking me, she needs this, and like begging me to change to become the man that she sees in me.
Yeah.
Even though I couldn't see it in myself. And that's what hits me hard today is like even through all, everything that we're going through in the rebuilding phase, it's like, man, you see something in me that I can solve in myself.
And you know what? And now that I think about it, and I would always, and this is, I didn't try to compare you to anybody else, and I would always tell you, so maybe you would get the hint, but then you would take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
I should be like, you know, so-and-so did this for this person. Did you see? You know, my brother does this, or my cousin does that, and they'd be like, okay, so? And I'm trying to show you so you can see what they did for their wives, because I was just trying to give you little tips.
Yeah, but here's the thing about women.
Go, spill it.
But here's the thing about women and men. So men are very simple. Men are very simple, and we understand things very simple. Like if you come at us like the Riddler, on the 4th, 5th, and on the 7th, 9th, you know, like we're not gonna get it. We're not gonna get it.
You guys, we have to be very specific.
So if you're telling me, boy, you're a Dio Sancho and so and so doing it. Okay, I'm gonna be like, oh, that's a great story.
And forget about it within
Sounds
a second.
A great guy, you know? But we're not putting one and one together. Like, maybe she's trying to tell me something, you know? So that's the thing. But in all honesty, if you just came to me and said, hey, but this is what I'm feeling.
Let's face it, when I bring it up to you, what do you say? Like, yeah, but you would get mad.
Because most of the time when you say it, it's when we are arguing.
Yeah, because I'm like, maybe that's the time where I can let it out.
Like, we argue to my dad and be like, well, I'm tired of doing it, or something like that. But, you know, I think that's why, you know, when you see some of these relationship gurus or these people that, you know, are really, like, that's what they talk about. Like, a great practice is just to sit down and say, hey, these are some great things that I saw this week. To have a discussion now, it's already on that lower, the frequency is not here.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so when I saw that video, I was like, wow, I started crying because it really took me back. Like, I never really realized it, but I was like, well, I think that moment really hit me. because it's something that I've always dreamt about and I've always wished for to be treated the way I've always dreamt to be treated, with love and respect. Because you know my past, if you guys don't know, I was molested at a very young age, even sexually abused, and there's so much other stuff too. But when I saw that, I was like, wow, like I really prayed for that. I don't want to see myself. I didn't see myself with anybody else. I've always saw you, and that's what you would always tell me. Why don't you see, like, why don't you, like, why are you still here? You deserve someone better. But I'm like, no, but I see you. Like, I see you, and I can see, like, I can, it was weird, because like, I could see your soul, if that makes sense, you know? But for me, when I saw that video, I just expressed how I felt, because I was so grateful in that moment. I think I felt like, I literally felt God's love for me. I felt the love, not because you were giving it, but I felt him through you. Yeah, so like, it was
always,
just weird.
I've always felt that way about you, but now I, you know, and then also to you, you explained it well, again, man, when you explained the concept of the flower,
I've never explained it with the flower.
So when you came to me and you told me, you know, women are like flowers, mm-hmm. you know, like, I'm a flower, especially with your past, maybe a little flower that needs a little more water, mm-hmm. because you didn't get sun for some time, and then so,
that they're one day, remember, you're their role model, so whatever they're gonna, you know, meet a man in the future, they're gonna want to see someone like that. Because I go based off of that too. I go based off of, I mean, I had a good role model, but I really didn't. My best role model was my grandpa. That was my, like, my dad was cool, he was in and out, but my grandpa was the best role model. He cooked for my grandma, he cleaned for my grandma, and he would never complain. Not, and she had something to say, he was like, all right, whatever, you know. But they were the happiest people ever. So for him, he would always tell me, he's like, don't be a cochina. He goes, wash your clothes, make sure you take care of your husband. Make sure, and he would always tell me, make sure you get with someone that's going to love and respect you. But then make sure that he always put you first too. Because you are a beautiful woman. He would always, because you're a beautiful woman. But don't be a cochina. Make sure the house is clean. Make sure that you always cater to him. Because if you cater to him, he's going to cater to you. I would see that from my grandparents, and I used to be like, wow, because my mom was a single mom, so I didn't have a really good role. Like, it was hard, but my grandpa did teach me a lot. So that's why I would always think about, like, when I love you, when I take care of you, when I do things for you, it's because I really love you.
Yeah.
And I think about the moment that, okay, well, if I'm giving, if he doesn't understand that's why I was very patient with you, because even though you didn't grow up like that, but I was showing you, this is how it's supposed to be done without even trying to tell you how to be. I don't, because for me, I was never nagging you, like, you need to be like this, you need to be like that.
No.
It was more like, hey, I know, you know, this and that, you know, you can be like this. Or, but it was never, I was never complaining. It was never a complaint. It probably sounded like a complaint. It's just so awesome.
Yeah, but also in IT, like, God's plan now. Like, remember, I have to be broken.
Yeah.
If I was gonna change, I had to be broken. And the time that we went through, like, that was the bottom of the bottom.
It was.
Not just with us, like, financially. It was like, you know, that we're dealing with, you know, the house,
mm-hmm.
and the cars, and then the relationship on top of that. It was like, there was nothing else that could have happened. For me, like, you know, I was like, I'm on the floor and I feel like I'm getting beat up while I'm on the floor, you know? So it was at that point then, okay, then God was able to come in there and do what
he needed to do. He came at the right time.
Yeah, but I'm so thankful that you were part of that
plan. Me too. Yeah, so honestly, babe, like, I really do love you a lot. Like, I don't even want to cry, but I'm just like, all my dreams have came true. And even Leia, you know, Leia loves you. Like, she loves you a lot. And
my daughter too.
Yeah. And then, so now, like, now for us going through what we did, it just feels like, okay, like, it's like sailing, like they call it. Like, there's more love that I can, because before I had a little bit of resentment, because I was building that resentment, because I'm like, there's like a wall, like, that you had a wall that I couldn't get through. And I was like, why? That's why I stopped doing a lot of things for you, because I'm like, dude, screw this. He doesn't love me like that, you know?
No, but I mean, I'm very smart. So, like, you can't get through that wall. Nobody can get through that wall unless I put it down.
Yeah.
And that's why, and then God knew that. But God knew that is the way that, you know, like, for, like, stubborn, so I knew that he had to break me every single way.
Every part of your life.
Every part of my life.
I think because, for both of us too.
Yeah, because look at how, like, even with our business models, there's
everything.
Everything working together. You know what's crazy? Is that what I thought what I was doing was gonna make us stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But losing everything and us working together is actually stronger, way stronger.
Yeah, way stronger.
What I could've done by myself.
And I think now, like, there's more of a partnership with us. There is a partnership. There's no ego in the way. There's no, hey, because let's face it, we're both doing the similar things, but you're focused on, I'm focused on women right now. And it's no, like, well, mine's going to be better than yours or my business. It's not like that anymore. It's our businesses. It's us, and we help each other. We're helping each other grow because now we're a team compared to before. So for me, it's like, now it makes sense. There's nothing like, now it's like, I got you, got me. Like, there's a team, but there's not you, and there's not just not me. It's us. It's us together. I think now it's much better. I love every step of the way.
I know that's the way it should be.
Should have been.
And for most people going into relationships, it should be at the beginning, you know?
But our situation was a little bit different.
It was different, but that's just a testament to why that I know God.
Yes. Now we have to do
things. Through all that, and we're still here.
We're still here.
Stronger
every day. So this guy, he tries to take my line. He's like, guys, I'm sorry, is he stronger? I'm like, no, get your own line.
But I mean, we're still here and we're stronger. Like, that's a great testimony.
Yeah. Like, I honestly do love you, babe. Like, even though sometimes you drive me crazy, which you know, do, but it's just, like, there's but you know what? I think now I see I see the focus. I see what we're doing. Guys, we love what we do. That we can just be, we're both working together. I think that's what a lot of things that we have in common. We're both workaholics, but they're not, it's not being a workaholic, like, we don't enjoy life. We enjoy doing what we do. And at the same time, it's like, I don't get bored doing things with my best friend. Like, he's my best friend. And that's why, like, we do things on our own. Like, we go places, but it's like, we don't need to be in big crowds with people. Like, we don't need to be in groups. Like, I'm cool. Like, me and him are just chilling. Like, we can have fun all day long just being in the same spot. Like, I don't know. We just have fun, and we're just so funny. You guys don't see a lot of stuff that goes behind the scenes.
Yeah,
we're funny.
I'm like, I'm
confident right now, but I am a little reserved. Yeah, he does. We're like, I don't know. Like, you guys have to get to know. If you guys know us, you guys know exactly how we are. But no, we're just really, but I'm so grateful, and I'm so, and I believe, like, as we got closer to God, though,
that's the key,
main thing. That's the key, babe, because let's not miss that.
Why it's getting stronger.
Yeah.
It's getting stronger because we are getting closer to God, especially for me. I read the Bible, maybe.
Oh, he's reading the Bible.
Yeah, I read the Bible, like, 5 times in my life, and every single time I read it, I'm like, I don't care whose son of the tribe. I don't understand. Like, what is he?
You're like, who is this guy?
The son of Jacob is my God. I don't understand it. And so I would just put it down. Right? and then one time I did open it up. And when I was going through something, I flipped through the page. And it was the first thing that hit me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so then I God speaks to you. And then when I was going through all those trials and tribulations, and I would look. And then, still nothing was showing. I put the Bible down again. But it wasn't until recently until
not yet.
He doesn't know I exist.
He's both. I think that's.
He will.
I think he's both of our mentors now. Yeah.
But anyways, once he gets something to me, you know what? This is how strong prayer is. I went to God and I prayed. God, give me wisdom. I don't want riches. I don't want anything. I want to understand this word. I want to read it. I don't want to put it down in 2 seconds. And I prayed on it, and something changed. And now all of a sudden, I eat that book up.
That's the best.
I read it, and I not only do I digest it, but then I take and apply it to my life.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah, apply it to our relationship, right? You know, and it's good and bad because the more that you understand it, you also understand the things you're doing wrong.
Yes.
You're like, oh shoot, I feel guilty.
But that's the thing, that's the part of learning, babe. Like, honestly, like, we're not perfect. That's the thing. But when you start feeling guilty about certain things, that's good. That means it's everything that
it's meant to happen.
Even the other day, babe, I feel like so guilty when I went to 99 Ranch. I came out and I'm like, the bun was stuck there, and I'm like, wait, I didn't pay for this. I was already out. I went all the way back in because I can hear it like, hey, Carly, walk away with it, you know? And I'm like, no. And I remember, like, I can hear the voicemail go back and pay for it. I'm like, it's only a dollar something, right? But I was like, no, I had to go back. I know Jesus was looking at me like, Carlene, what are you doing? And then Amy was like, just take it. You're already out of the store. And I'm like, no. Like, that's how, like, we're so about that. Like, now you feel like, wait, okay, you can't do this because it's bad.
You know, I used to... all these things, but it's crazy that how I've changed, and now that I do fear God, now that I do understand that there's a spiritual warfare going on, and enemies in my ear, but here's the crazy thing, so not only do I believe it, but once you understand it, and you understand it's there, how amazing your life starts to change in the right direction,
yep.
Because you understand, like, when you got that bad intention or that bad idea, you know, the enemy telling you something, you make a change
right away. Exactly, because now you can hear God's voice even louder compared to before. Before you were confused, right? Or you're not even walking the right way. But now when you have God strong, like, your relationship just becomes stronger. So you can't hear your side chick. You hear the main one, right? You hear the main one, and it's louder. So you know what's wrong. You know what's right. And you know what path to take. It just works that way. But I'm just so glad that we're in a better place now, because it's been a journey. But
we're not perfect. I mean, I'm still growing, and I still have these relapses. So sometimes, you know,
I'm perfect.
I get angry at God.
But I'm just, honestly, like, with everything, like, I feel confident now. And people don't even know what we're about to do. So imagine that. Before we thought we were already cool, that it's about to get even better, just because there's so many things that we're both working on and things that we've been growing. And I think finally things are growing because of the fact that all the seeds that we actually provide now, we're combining something together, becoming more powerful.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like something. You actually helped me with that. So many breakthroughs since 2022, and just the last couple of years have been pretty crazy. And then there was still one last thing that was like holding back, and it was like I made so much advancements with the next few businesses that I was creating for the launch, and right when I'm getting ready to launch them, I was like, it just comes back on my mind.
Don't match.
And so it was like, I couldn't break free. And you know, we sat down with a deep conversation about it. And I didn't want to tell you about it because I was like, I didn't want you to be like, here we go again.
Yeah, because you told me you
were like, I don't know, something maybe told you like, oh, please tell me something.
Move forward. But I've always been like that.
I've always been like that
since day one. Even when we weren't even nothing. Remember?
You have, but I didn't
realize. You didn't. Took me like 20 billion years later. And then you've always been supportive of everything that I've always wanted to do. Like, all the time, like, with this podcast, with everything, you've always been very, recently started being very, very supportive. You've always been supportive. But now it's way different than before. But I don't know. I'm just so glad that we're in a better place. and I love you with all my heart, and now you're sexier, even better to me, sexier than ever. But I don't know, I just love everything about you. We do have a special handshake, guys, but it's too, we can't set up anyway.
Yeah,
it's better. What is it though? And then he spins me around. That's our secret handshake. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for stopping by here, watching our podcast here at Strong with Carlene. Babe, did you have fun?
I did.
We just winged it, guys. We're ready for tomorrow. All right, guys. Don't forget that you guys are amazing and you guys are strong every day.